Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All right. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, I ask you and ask the Holy Spirit to come and be with us in our hearts and our minds to be receptive to this your word so that, Father, we can retain it and understand it more fully so that we can know you and the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit a lot more than what we do now. And Father, I'm asking for fellowship with you, not just to say I know you, but to have fellowship with you. You always being first in our lives. And this ministry is yours. It's not mine. And I'm asking you to do great things with it. Not to lift us up, but to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ and to help those that are out there walking in darkness. And Father, if there is anything that has been done by us through error or misunderstanding, forgive us and let us know about what it is so that we don't do it again. Our Father, be with us throughout this study. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Now, all that takes communion with us, get your bread. Give you a minute to get it. Okay. We know that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. So take your bread. Now get your cup. And after the same manner, also he took the cup. And when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. So drink your cup. For as often as you eat this bread, drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Now, we're going to be back in this evening, back in again, here with the Gospel of John. We didn't get all the way through. In fact, we got just a little more than halfway. We had finished with verse 34. So we're going to be picking up here with verse 35. So, chapter 1, verse 35 of the Gospel of John. Now, we left off, which is just a short verse. So I'm going back and read 33 and 34 as it leads us into 35. 33, I knew him not. But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizes with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. Again, the next day after, John stood and two of his disciples. Verse 36. And looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, behold the Lamb of God. Now, 37. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. You see here, he's just beginning to get his disciples. He hasn't gotten them all yet. He's just beginning to get them. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and said unto them, what seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? Nor want to know where he's staying. 39. He saith unto them, come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. 40. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. 41. He first findeth his own brother Simon and saith unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted, and letting them know there. Now, the other disciple that was found was probably John himself. And there, 42, and as he brought him to Jerusalem, when Jesus beheld him, he said, thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called, which is by interpretation, a stone. Simon means hot temper. Voluntarily, which is violent. Synthesis, which is automatic, means stable as a rock. Now, this word Petros, which is Greek, means rock. 43, the day following Jesus, to go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Bethsaida was on the north coast of the Sea of Galilee, where Philip, Andrew, and Peter, James, and John worked as fishermen. The other Gospels indicate Capernaum was another home of Andrew and Peter. So evidently, they had come from two places. 45. Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Nathanael may have been the disciple who is called Bartholomew elsewhere in the Gospels. Now, as we go into 6:46, and Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, come and see. He's inviting him to come and see. Now, 47. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith unto him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. You see, he's identifying this one before he even gets to him. They even let him know his name. Ought to let them know that he's got some insight that mankind don't have. 49. But there in 48, when Jesus could talk to Nathanael, he tells him, says, when thou wast under the fig tree, this was the favorite place used by the Jews for meditation. Jesus evidently meant a specific time which Nathanael understood. And if Nathanael had been praying concerning the promised Messiah, this would explain his remarkable response in verse 49, where he confesses Jesus' deity and Messiahship. And that's what he done there in 49. Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. He's really letting him have it there, isn't he? Because you see, Nathanael believed readily because of the witness of Philip and the sincerity of his heart, but he was not gullible. He questioned anyone from Nazareth and the impact of the presence of Jesus. Nathanael was from Canaan in Galilee. In chapter 2, we find Jesus also, perhaps chapter 2, records Nathanael's wedding. Now, we're just about to finish here with chapter 1. Verse 50, Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than me letting him know. He hadn't seen anything yet. He's got greater things. Things that will really get a hold of him. And things that will probably shake him up quite a bit. Just as you today. You lay down tonight and just as you are preparing to go to sleep, God has a message for you and he sends your guardian angel to tell you. How are you going to react to that? Are you going to be in fear? Or are you going to just rejoice? For the most part, most will be shaken with fear. And then once you do realize that it is an angel from God, you might even feel like worshiping that angel, which you should not do. But you do recognize him as who and what he is. Now, 51. And he saith unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter, ye shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Now, we have come to the end of chapter 1. But we are seeing Jesus now, not as a babe, nor as a child, but as a young man. And he is just now beginning to start his work of the ministry for that 3.5 years. I'm going to go ahead and go into chapter 2. Because we don't want to stop this soon. We're not going to get too far. But we're going to see the early starting of his ministry and his first miracle. And the third day there was a marriage in Canaan of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. They've been invited, they've been called on, they've been invited. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. She's telling Jesus this. Now he's given her his answer to that, in a way. Here in 4, Jesus saith unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. But he's speaking about his hour and the time of his death. His mother knows him well. His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. You don't have to talk to anyone else. Just do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 pannikins apiece. And we're talking about a lot of gallons there. Got these 6 water pots, and they all hold many gallons. 7. Jesus saith unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. In other words, they filled them all the way. And he said unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. It's already made wine. He wasn't doing no show of praying over it or nothing. But as they done what he told them to do, and as they were pouring that water in, it was turning into wine. 19. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and knew not which it was, he didn't know where it come from. But the servants which drew the water knew. The governor of the feast called the bridegroom and saith unto him, every man at the beginning does set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. In other words, he's telling him he kept the good to the last. Now, 11. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Canaan of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. That was his first miracle, was the making of wine here at this marriage in Canaan. Now, 12. After this, he went down to Capernaum, he and his mother and his brethren and his disciples. And they continued there not many days. 13. And the Jews' Passover was at hand. Now, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. 14. And found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves and the changers of money, setting 15. And when he had made He scoured his small cords. He drove them all out of the tent, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables, and said unto them that sold doves, take these things hence. Make not my father's house a house of merchandise. And that's something else we have going on a lot of today. Because we have churches that are selling a lot of things to mankind from their church for money. Though we know that what a lot of them are doing takes a lot of money, but yet they should not be selling these things from the church and making it a place of merchandise. That's what he was upset about here with these. 17. And his disciples remembered that it was written, the zeal of thy house has eaten me up. Now, 18. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, what sign showest thou unto us, seeing that thou dost these things? 19. And Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Now, you see, the understanding of man, and this is why we need the guidance and the understanding of the Word of Almighty God that is given to us by the Holy Spirit. That's why we need to become that child of God. Because with man's understanding, it's not too good on the things of Almighty God. Jesus told them they could destroy that temple and he'd raise it up. Now, but he was talking about his body. He was actually giving them hints of what was to happen to him. 20. Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and will thou rear it up in 3 days? But he spake of the temple of his body. 22. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this unto them, and they believed the scriptures and the word which Jesus had said. 23. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover in the feast days, many believers in his name, when they saw the miracle which he did. You know, it was the miracles and the things that way that was bringing crowds to him. And that is also would bring people to the church today is by seeing the power of God being used and operated in the church. But too many of our churches proclaim that that all died out with the apostles. When the apostles died, that all died with them. No, it didn't. In fact, it was just really getting started. Now, 24. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them because he knew all men. Now we will get finished here with this last verse, and it will be at the end of chapter 2. 25, and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. Because you see, he does. He knows what's in every one of us. And that's why we are not seeing much going on in the churches and the ministries today. Yes, there is some going on. We do have a few that have enough faith to see things work. But for the most, as of yet, and in our day and time, most don't. They're not walking with that much faith and that kind of faith to see any of the gifts of the Spirit really at work as it should be. And as we go through these Bible studies and all, we should be seeing a lot of what we are missing and missing out on, because it is missing within our churches. Mankind is afraid now. They're afraid to really anoint you and pray the prayer of faith, because they're afraid of being mocked, ridiculed, because they don't have enough faith to believe that when they do it, that it will work. And as long as they are believing that way, it won't work. You see, doubt will stop it. And the Word tells us this. Doubt will stop it. And that's why there is so very few of our church members today. If they don't change and go back and repent in honesty and sincerity and really give their lives to the Lord, they're going to miss making heaven their home. And yet they've been following those that have been teaching them things that is causing deceiving, them being deceived into believing that everything is all right and that they're on their way to heaven when they're just as lost as they can be. We'll be getting into a lot of this stuff as we go. And you'll see it in God's Word, not mine, but God's Word. That's why I tell you, if you're going to come and join with us, and I hope you will, to have your Bible so you can follow me and know that what is being said is the Word of Almighty God. Exactly what he said. But you see, that's what I want you to see. I want you to see what is really written there. All right. We've come to the end now of chapter 2. We're not going to be going all the way through John, no. This was the message he gave me for the weekend. To break. Give us a break from the Old Testament. And a lot of just names, because that's what the Kings was. Where we was at. But this does give us a break in between. And I pray that will also give you things to think about that will help us come Monday when we go back in to the Old Testament. Because we are going to finish the Old Testament, God willing. And we've been through the complete Bible. All right. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as I close your word, I thank you for it. And we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. Because without them, Father, we would be lost. Now, Father, I pray for this land of ours. It's filled with so much evil, so much hate. And a lot of it is toward you and the Lord Jesus Christ. We've taken him out of every place he was in. Father, I'm praying that this nation repent, turn around, and be drawn back into putting our government back on the foundation in which it was founded, and removing those that has brought all this evil upon us from our government, and replacing them with ones that love you, love the Lord Jesus, love the church, your people, and this land. And work with us to put our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ, and putting him back into every place he's been taken out of and making him first in our lives. And I pray for Israel. I pray for them to have peace. The Father also prayed that they will accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. Now, Father, watch over us through this evening and the night. May we all be able to rest in health, in safety, and raise in the morning and be ready. Come back together again at 10 a.m. back into your word and the study of that word. This, Father, is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. God bless. Have a great, great day.